I was muted the whole time. There you go. It's going to be one of those shows again. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. Monday. Can't trust that day. Who sang it? Don't Google it. Do not Google it. Who sang it? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? How's everybody doing today? Happy Monday to you. Of course, as always, I am here as your host, David Burrows. Thanks so much for stopping by and saying hello. Say hello in the chat, will you? Do me a huge favor. Go over there. I'm going over to the comments, and I want to see you say hello. How are you? Where you're watching from? What are you doing right now? And it's usually between a Jesse and a Carl and a Barry and a Danny as to which one shows up first in the comments. Jesse's usually working, or if he's not working, he's still around somewhere. Maybe Danny's around somewhere. But hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here today. Happy Monday. It is. Who's there? Holy! Bob! Bob Voisey, is it? You're the first one there. And how you doing, Bob? Good to see you. Well, good to see your name. Missy is out there. Hello from Camlachie. I say that in fun. Camlachie. How's things in Camlachie? What's going on out there? There's Carl. I was just talking about you behind your back. Happy Monday to you. Hey, good to have everybody here. And keep the comments going. Say hello and let me know what you're up to. Hope everybody's doing well. What was your weekend like? You know, we're getting there. We're getting closer. It's been a really slow process, but we're getting there. Or as I've been saying all along, you know, they say, oh, the light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, it's a really long tunnel, but we're closer and closer all the time, right? So that's good. I had a good weekend. Got out on Saturday, rode the motorcycle with Jennifer and I and some friends, Karen and Art from Oswald's. We took a little bit of a tour, which I think we did about 250 kilometers on the bike. So it was good. And it turned out to be a nice day. The rain thing, I guess it's coming, but I don't know. I can handle a little bit of rain, right? Camlachie baby, no bear sightings. This is good. this is good for you who live out in Camlachie, right? That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of weird, eh? Where did that start out? In Forest, right? I'm pretty sure it was Forest where they first. And aren't they like trying to give this bear a name or something? I thought I saw something about that. Interesting. What would you name the bear? I don't know. I wouldn't want to ask him. I keep finding stuff. I don't know why I got all this stuff around. I have a lot of stuff. If you could only see the other side of the screen over there in the studio. It's pretty messy actually right now. There you go. Henrique's, hey, Papa Bear, how you doing, man? Nice to see you, sorta. I gotta get your way pretty soon, you know. We were actually down Alora and St. Jacob's and St. Mary's Way a couple weeks ago. And yeah, we were talking about, yeah. How's things? How's the towing world? At least if you ride with Artie, you won't get wet. It doesn't rain on him. Yeah, right. That's what he says. It's close a couple times. Well, it rains on everybody else. It just doesn't. It starts to fall on him, and then it goes, oh, and it goes away and around. You know, it's all right. I'm doing really good, Papa Bear. Papa Bear from, it's quiet. I know you need snow and crappy weather, don't you? Our friend Papa Bear from Heavy Rescue 401, right? Are you going to be back again next year? Hope so. Be nice to see you there. It's very good. Well, nice to see so many people showing up and saying hello. I appreciate the engagement, I guess you would call. Happy Monday to you again. And yeah, for those of you just joining us, welcome to the show. Say hello in the chat like everybody else out there, Bobby. And still not too many rigs on the road. Gotcha. Well, I hope you and the family are doing well there, man. We'll have to get you back on a show again really soon. Yes, they're back in October. Yeah, right on. That's good. That's good. And, well, I got lots to talk about. So let's get into that here on the show this week. Dave Brown from United Way is going to be here in a few minutes talking with me. And then Ian Linton, a.k.a. I Shot the Messenger, is going to come here and talk to us about his music. But first, I want to say thanks to my many wonderful sponsors, Philly Cheesesteaks, located here in Sarnia, 988 Confederation Street. When you walk in the door, tell them Dave sent you. Say that guy Burroughs said that you would hook me up, and he will hook you up. If you've never been to Philly Cheesesteaks at 988 Confederation Street, you need to get in there. Hello, Ellen. Nice to see you, Ellen. Also, my friend Christine Fiji over at Active Ears Hearing Center, where better hearing begins with you. And Hughes Intelligence, security specialists here in Sarnia. They've been taking good care of us for a long time as well. And, of course, our friends at Huron Signs or AG Event Graphics Group of Companies have been a part of the show from day one, coming up on 10 years. Really appreciate their support here. You can visit them online at askguy.ca. You notice how I say that slow? Askguy.ca. Say it fast. You'll know what I mean. Do they have sweet potato fries? I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does. I've never asked him. He would probably get them for you. If we told him in advance you were coming, he'd probably get them for you. I'll call him and ask him. Let's call him and ask him right now. Who wants to call him and ask him right now? Do you want me to call up Jake right now? If you want me to call up Jake right now, type yes in the chat. We'll have some fun here. I've got some other things to talk about, but I'll wait for that. Yeah, we'll call Jake right now. I got to find his phone number. If you want me to do that, say yes in the chat. I dare you. I do have it here. I would call him. Let's take a look. Let me see. See if I find the. I want to make sure I got the right number. Be like, what are you doing, Burroughs? Yeah. Okay. Want me to call him? Just say yes in the chat. Give him a hard time. Okay, let's call him right now. I hope he doesn't swear. He won't swear. This is going to be funny. Didn't David Letterman used to do this kind of stuff? He's not going to answer because he knows it's me. You too, Papa Bear. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, this is David Burroughs, and we're live on the show. How are you doing, Jake?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was sort of, they told me to call him live on the show and see what he says.
Okay, well, hi, everybody. This is Jake at 988 Confederation Street, Philly Cheesesteaks.
There you go. I did have a question. Heavy Rescue 401, right?
Yes.
And Papa Bear that's on there from Ross's Towing once in a while?
Yeah.
Well, he just popped up, and I was saying thanks to my sponsors, and I said, go see Jake at 988 Confed. And he said, does he have sweet potato fries? And I said, I don't know. Let's call and ask him. Do you ever have sweet potato fries?
No, because we don't have deep fryers here. That's why I said it's so wonderful when you come in.
Right, right. Awesome.
Yeah, so okay. Unfortunately we don't carry any fries here.
Right. Could you like chop some potatoes up and like color them orange or something?
We could probably figure it out. I'm pretty creative over here, but yeah. But to get that actually sweet potato taste, I don't think I can help out that much.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you got going on there today?
Actually, we were just doing some grab-and-goes that we had from, we made a whole bunch of our fresh meal plans and delivered them yesterday, so we usually make up a few more, so usually Monday and Tuesday, so we got some grab-and-go lasagna meals.
Ooh.
And then just a regular menu with Philly cheesesteaks, foot-long chili cheese dogs, regular foot-longs, Pedro Porco pulled pork. Pedro's another version of a pulled pork sandwich. Nachos, chicken parm sandwiches.
Oh, really? Chicken parm sandwiches? I've never had one of those.
Well, come on down, Dave, to 98 Confederation Street. You'll get one.
Okay, I got to finish the show, and then I think I might be down there to see you, buddy.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
There's Jake down at 988 Confederation Street. I'm pretty sure David Letterman used to do that, just call up people randomly. I might start doing that more, right? It's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy a good one. All right, so there you go. Philly Cheese Jake's down there at 988 Confed, and there you go. We gave him a shout-out and a phone call there as well. Joe's Discount Tire, great sponsors around here as well. And another local independent family restaurant, Oswald's Diner, located on Plank Road there. And you can see their menu at oswalds.com. I'm knowing that they, like many others, are really counting down the day to Friday, right? We're going to get back to some indoor stuff. Can't even imagine just how excited people are about that. The Big Night In fashion show happened this past Thursday in support of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, also Big Brothers, Big Sisters supported by many, but including the United Way as well, which Dave Brown coming up here in just a few minutes. And we had a really successful fashion show live from One Tooth Activewear here in Sarnia. And you can still purchase tickets for these great prizes and everything up till July the 16th. And then they're going to have some draws and big prizes. I'm not going to go through all the prizes. There's lots. The Carpenters Union was the lead sponsor for this, and so many great local businesses came together to make this happen. And I was glad to be. I wasn't even in front of the camera this time. I was behind the camera. They won't let me be a fashion model for some reason. Anyway, we're just having a good time raising some money. You can do that up until July the 16th. Now, that being said, let's take a look at this clip. Michael Hurry, who is the now former executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, is going to be dyeing his hair blue and cutting it off. And I'm not sure if he got his wife's permission to do this. But he's still, even though former executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, is raising money for them. Take a look at this clip. We'll be right back.
So, you know, probably most of the people in the community have heard that if I raise $7,500 by Thursday, the 15th of July, this hair is going to be dyed blue. And it's going to remain blue until August the 15th when it's going to get shaved off. So I'm really encouraging everybody to go online, make a donation, and let's see Mike Hurry's hair a nice color of blue.
Good for him. Michael Hurry really putting it out there on a limb to make sure that he's still raising some money for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's a great cause, great local organization that supports many of the youth here. And believe it or not, there is still a waiting list for some young folks that are looking for a big brother and a big sister. So especially not just in Sarnia, out in Forest and Petrolia and rural areas as well, there's still some young folks waiting for a big brother and a big sister. So if you think you've got, you know, 1 to 2 hours a week is really all it takes to be a big brother or a big sister, there's the information on the screen you can go to find out more about that. And if you can't do that, you can just show your support to Michael Hurry. They got the big drop coming back again. They got lots of things going on, and I know, like everybody else, they're going to be really excited to be coming back into the regular world, I guess, as far as things opening up, right? But there he is, Michael Hurry. $7,500 equals, he's got to raise $7,500 by the 15th, and then he'll dye it blue. And then he'll, if he raises $15,000, he's going to dye his beard purple. And he has to wear these colors up till August 15th. I think we're going to be doing something at a local establishment to see who gets to shave that all off as well. But way to go, Michael. Good for you, man. We're going to talk real quickly about a new app that Ontario's Blue Coast has put out, or Tourism Sarnia Lambton. You can download this app, Ontario's Blue Coast, onto your phone. And as you go around in the Lambton area, you can get rewarded for visiting places and making purchases. And one of them is just to download the app and then go take a trip down to Tourism Sarnia Lambton and earn some points. And they're going to give you some money, too. That's all I'm going to tell you about it, because I want you to go download it. I already have it on my phone here. I just got it like yesterday. So I haven't gone anywhere yet, but I'm going to be using it on the motorcycle. Let's go here. Let's go there and get rewarded. Do some shopping. Spend some time in restaurants. Download the app on the iOS store or your Google Play store, and you'll be supporting local. Another great way to support local. Tourism Sarnia Lambton always doing some great things to support the community as far as tourism through pandemic. Go figure that one out. But they've done a really great job. Got some other stuff we're going to talk about at the end of the show, but first, let's go to my good friend Dave Brown from United Way joining us here. How you doing, Dave?
Wonderful. Thanks, David. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, you heard me talking about the Big Brothers Big Sisters there, and that's something that United Way supports as well. Were you able to catch any of the fashion show?
No, I did not. But you're absolutely right. United Way does find Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Would you believe $189,000 a year? Wow. So we certainly see the great work that they do in providing mentorship to young boys, young men, young women. And, of course, Mike Curry is a staple with that organization.
A little crazy lately doing what he's doing with his hair, though. Like, really good for him, though.
He really. That's what happens when you climb mountains, I guess.
I guess. The oxygen, yeah, the oxygen did something. Yeah, I hear you. Nice to see him doing that, though, because I know, like he was ED for many, many years. And he still holds close to his heart there. He's very sincere. In fact, everybody I know down there, it's not just a job to them. It's a very important position that they hold.
And, you know, I see that with all of our agencies. We're right now funding 20 different agencies, almost 40 different programs and services. And the same can be said amongst all of the staff and volunteers. It's not just a job by any means. They're in it to win it and to win it for the community.
Yeah. Well, let's say the same thing about you and your team down there at the United Way. You've been executive director coming up 30 years?
35.
Wow.
I know I don't look that old, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It's boy, you've seen a lot in 35 years and how things have changed.
You know, I hate to date myself, but I remember when we got our first computer. We all sat around in awe. It was almost like a new family car coming in. And the of course, we call them secretaries at the time, took turns using this computer that was bought and paid for by the Trillium Foundation.
Is that right?
And that was back in 1985 or 86. Yes.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And now you got to have one of these in your hand to do your job sometimes, right?
Yeah. I mean, now each of the staff have got one or two computers with two or three monitors and the phone and the iPad. But you know, that's all to keep our costs as absolutely low as possible. As you know, and I know you're a big proponent of promoting local, United Way of Sarnia Lambton is local with that local board of directors. And yeah, one of the values that they have is to keep our costs as absolutely low as possible. So we've been able to do that by investing in technology and being able to provide great service back to the donors, back to the volunteers, to get answers back to them. And the easiest way to do that is with technology.
Yeah, for sure. Well, now that being said, move forward to the 34th-ish year of your career, and then whammo! I mean, you talk about computers and technology. You really had to learn, but Zoom, what's that, right?
Exactly. I mean, thank goodness I was watching CNBC just a week earlier, and they were talking about Zoom and Zoom stock. So I had a brief introduction to Zoom thanks to the Business Channel. But yeah, we had quite a learning curve last year, and we're going to have another learning curve next month this year, because we were able to have a brand new online giving program last year that the staff and volunteers at the work sites jumped into. There's been a lot of updates on that. You can imagine after the first year, there's a lot of updates and bugs were worked out. So we've got to do retraining for that. Plus, we're going to be announcing in another couple of weeks, but I'll give you an exclusive, Dave. We're currently redoing our entire website.
Okay.
Much more user-friendly, more interactive. It's going to have an e-commerce portal. Everything's state-of-the-art, all thankful to Enbridge Pipeline, who has sponsored the entire cost of the website. So, and that's going to be on a brand new platform, WordPress. Our previous websites were on Joomla and Drupal. So, you know, we're learning that. And so there's going to be a lot happening in the next month or 6 weeks. It's exciting, but it's going to be draining. By the time 5 o'clock comes, it's going to be a boring day. But it's all for the good of the community. We're excited about it. And we'll be able to have a good donation product, as well as an opportunity for people to get facts and stats about the United Way and so many of our funded agencies.
What could you? So you mentioned in there in the website an e-commerce side. Like what would that be about?
Well, right now, you know, we have various events. We've had, like, last year we had the lasagna Dante Club meals, and this way here you could go right on the website and order them and pay for them.
Oh, okay.
On the spot. And then we can forward right away to the Dante Club in real time the orders coming up.
Oh, there's also,
you can imagine, a lot of the companies used to have barbecues. Didn't last year, maybe not this year, but they had a lot of grab and go lunches. This way here, employees could log right onto our website and order their Imperial grab and go lunches, not just for the first one, but for all three. If you're a Nova employee, you could go to the Nova site and download or to order those. And everything is all set up in real time. No handling of money. It all takes place.
Yeah, you don't have to use any third-party ticket.
All going to be contained in the one. So we're excited about that. And, you know, we got a couple other things that we might be selling. In that way, barbecue aprons.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, some merchandise.
Absolutely. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a great portal for those volunteers who are running employee campaigns. They can download their own posters, download the logos, get tips on how to get a 50-50 license, all that the platform. So
let's
talk about that.
That's good to see too. And you know, like you said, like the agencies, it's kind of like you're not just giving them money, and so you're giving them other support as well on how to do things and how to, you know. You're kind of a support network. I think everybody just thinks United Way money, right? You know, but it's so much more than that.
It really is. Quite often there may be leftover food from some of our events or some of the events that Imperial or Shell might put on. They would give that to us, and then we would distribute that to agencies. Oftentimes industry might have surplus furniture or surplus computers or other equipment. We can take that and act as almost a broker to get that out to the agencies in need, whether they're member agencies or not. And, you know, going forward, to really promote the local aspect, is all of our funded agencies must have local social media and a local website.
Oh.
And some of them just don't have the capability. So we're providing staff support to help them set up their social media assets, so they can not only promote their own programs and services and make it more accessible to the population, but also we can link back and forth so people know that, okay, when I donate to the United Way, it's going to these agencies or those agencies. So it's pretty fundamental, I think, going forward.
It's fundamental, but it's also, there's that transparency aspect that, I mean, you've always, even the current website right now has got a list of everybody you support and how to apply for things and what, you know, like, it's very, very informative website. So this is just going to advance all that even more, because I know that's really important to the United Way.
Sure.
Let's talk some money, Dave. I know that it's normally coming up September, right? That you would, or end of July, you announce your goals, and then Day of Caring, it's going to look a little different again this year, right?
You're right. We expect to announce our campaign goal around July 29th,
Okay. Which
is leading into another big announcement that we'll have in August. I can't talk about that now because of licensing. You may be able to put two and two together. But of course, we'll unveil the website at that point. And then we start mailing out some of our direct mail letters, which we've actually already done a little bit. Right now, I'm pleased to say we're at about $200,000 already for this year.
Oh, that's great. Job.
It is great. That's about $18,000 ahead of last year at this time. So we're really excited. That's from some early donations this year and some real late ones from last year. So we're hoping that that's going to be building some positive momentum. The campaign kickoff is scheduled for September the 15th. It'll be pretty much virtual this year. As your viewers will know, we've had the Day of Caring for the last almost 20 years of our campaign kickoff. But again, we can't do it because we can't. Normally by now, we would have gotten into the homes of seniors to assess what jobs they need and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't safe for them to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to put any of our volunteers at risk either. So instead, we funded the Habitat for Humanity. Of course, everybody thinks of Habitat for the new builds. But they actually have a handyman program where they have a licensed handyman with a couple of volunteers. And often these volunteers are now learning skills so they could do their own renovations or maybe get a part-time job somewhere with another home maintenance or home renovator, so they could get jobs and get off the poverty fears and whatnot. So we're funding the Habitat program for those people who need home renovations done, but may not be in a position to pay for it. We know, Dave, there's a lot of seniors in our community, widows or widowers, who may have been willed their house, and that's all they've got is their house. They want to live in their house. That's where, you know, taxpayers want them to be. So if we can do some maintenance for them at low or no charge so that their homes remain safe and habitable, then that just makes sense. So we're funding the Habitat program through our community services grant, and we'll see about going forward. But we're hopefully be able to run the Day of Caring in 2022 again.
Yeah, well, because I know, I miss coming out. I used to come around with a camera and see you guys working away. And I know the people that you go to help, or it's not even just about helping them fix their eaves trough or whatever. They're looking for you. They're that person. So, of course, everybody's missing all of that. So it'll be good to get back to that as well. Let's talk a little bit. I know, speaking of... I saw an article or something about On the Dot Bottle Drive.
Yeah, Paul Hartman and his wife Molly have been big supporters. Last year, they kicked off the first ever United Way Bottle Drive that they ran in July and August and raised over $3,000, $3,056, I think.
Yeah.
Based on that success, they're doing it again this year.
That's awesome. So,
and we're going to have a date. I think it's Sunday, August the 15th.
Yeah,
Christo's parking lot. People can drop off their bottles and cans or anything that's returnable. But On the Dot will also pick up. I mean, we know On the Dot is are very professional in delivering food and delivering a number of things. But they'll also pick up your bottles and cans if you have too many to carry or if you've got too small of a vehicle. And I would encourage your viewers, if they have any bottles that need to be picked up, they can call On the Dot at 519-383-5566. That's 519-383-5566. And they can make an arrangement to pick up those bottles and cans either just outside your garage or on your front step. And all that money will go towards the United Way. And we're hoping that we could at least match last year's $3,000. And we're excited about that. We have the pickup on, as I mentioned, at Christo's parking lot. Last year, they were busy right from 10 o'clock
till four,
busy the whole time. And we chose Christo's because it's convenient. But Christo's also have done last year a pizza kit fundraiser for United Way.
Oh, okay. And
they're on board to do that again this year. So I'd encourage your viewers to keep tuning into the show.
Supporting local.
Absolutely. That's the way to go. We got another Bagel Factory event coming up in September. Last year, of course, we raised almost $1,800 on that. So lots going on. And you're right. The whole local piece is so important. And if we can get to help out whatever we can, our own local businesses, and support a group like the United Way at the same time, it really is a win-win.
Yeah. Wow. It's never a slow day at the United Way. Right.
And I'm amazed how fast our 15 minutes goes by.
Dude. And it's the right. No kidding. Well, I talked a little longer earlier. I stole some of that time from everybody. It's always good to have you here because I think it's important that we keep putting the face of United Way out there. People understand. And all the money stays right here in Sarnia-Lambton.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, over 20 agencies, 40 programs and services throughout Sarnia and Lambton County. You know, Opening Doors, I think you've had guests on in the past from Opening Doors, which is a program that promotes inclusion and healthy living, healthy lifestyle. They run a program in Sarnia as well as Lambton Shores. So, and that's just one example of a number of programs. Habitat for Humanity goes throughout Sarnia Lambton and not just in Sarnia. So,
yeah.
You know, we really want to get the word out to those folks too, that, it truly is United Way of Sarnia Lambton.
What kind of rural, let's talk rural for a minute, because usually the rural obstacle for a lot of people is transportation.
Yes.
So what kind of things is United Way doing in rural areas?
Well, certainly we've increased our funding for transportation services, not just in Sarnia, but in rural Lambton, through the Lambton Elderly Outreach, LEO.
Yep.
And we also, 3 years ago, for the first time, started funding Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
You know, Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, and I don't know about On the Dot. You know, they don't deliver to all parts of Lambton County. But those seniors want some interaction. They need food. They need something nutritious. So we saw the need, so we upped our funding in that regard. But certainly transportation is key. Things that we take for granted, just going to and from medical appointments, but also going to food banks, going to grocery stores, even getting your hair done. Because it's amazing how, to a senior, getting your hair done once a week, she's there with her friends or he's there with his friends. It's that human interaction.
Yeah, 100%.
So important. And we've lost a lot of that with the COVID-19. But, you know, as you point out, hopefully Friday, a lot of that comes back. And it's more and more of our transportation agencies will be busy providing that kind of service.
Yeah. Well, Dave, we're just going to have to start our own show. Separate from the show, it's going to be the United Dave Show.
Yeah, perfect.
Right? Something like, these are the Daves I know kind of thing. We never have enough time to get through it all. But that's good, though. It means you're busy and things are going well. You've kind of got a you've sprinted ahead of the start line this year, which is great. Right. And then, okay, I will ask you this, though, and you might tell me none of my business. Sarnia Sting and United Way.
Well, that's still up in the air. I mean, as you know, the Sarnia Sting are great community supporters and have been huge supporters for the United Way in a number of ways.
Yeah.
Probably the most obvious, though, to a lot of folks is the traditional black and white game, which is usually held on a Wednesday or Thursday, late August, just before the final cuts. In fact, literally hours before the final cuts. We're not sure where that's going to land right now. We've been talking to Bill Abercrombie and some of the great staff at the Sarnia Sting. So we're hoping we're going to have something soon. Hopefully we'll do it again this year.
Yeah.
But if not, you know, we know the Sarnia Sting are huge supporters and we can call on them at some point for something.
Yeah, they are. Well, I've been talking with Jake down there, and I know they're planning like it's all going to happen. So and everybody wants to see the hockey get back in the OHL and everything as well too. So
well, hopefully Jake is listening and he can expect our call in the next 48 hours.
There you go. Dave Brown, I'm sure I'll see you out walking around pretty soon, buddy. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Good seeing you.
All right. Dave Brown, Executive Director, United Way. We always have a good time. I'm serious. I think we should just start our own, the United Daves. I think it's a great idea. Dave Squared works too, whatever. United Way, doing lots in our community, and really important to let you know, as we did mention, it all stays right here in Sarnia Lambton. And if you want to find out more about them, of course, you can go online to their website where I had it right there. There it is, theunitedway.on.ca. Give them a call too if you want to find out how you can donate, or if they're taking volunteer, or what can you do to support the United Way. There's a phone number, there's an email. You can get up to that as well. Dave Brown, thank you so much. And thanks, Dave, to all of your staff who work really hard to make all of this happen as well. I'm excited to see the new website. And I'm always excited. He was teasing me about something out there. He couldn't tell me, but I just heard license in there. So, okay, sounds good to me. All right. Well, we got to talk some music. And this next fella joining me here is a journey of a story that probably been following for, I don't know, how old are you now?
I'm 21 as of last Thursday.
Last Thursday, right? Yeah, I did. And it was like, so this is, what's our relationship? 6 years?
Yeah. 2015.
Like, yeah, right. So here we are, and so proud of you, man. I follow along, and I know you keep me informed, and you've ups and downs in life, and you're still here and you're still going, and I just think that's the greatest thing. And you're still in the music, and that's why we're talking to you here. I shot the messenger, aka Ian Linton. Let's go back to the beginning of our relationship of meeting. Anyway, as far as music goes, you were doing the rap thing, right?
Yeah. So when I first met you, I was doing rap for 5 years at that point, or yeah, 4 or 5 years at that point. And yeah, I wasn't the best, but you know, I was working my way up there, getting there.
Would you believe me if I told you when I first started talking on a microphone like 30 years ago when I was a DJ, I started DJing and they said, oh, you got to talk on the microphone and announce the drink specials. I was like, I'm not talking on the microphone. Now they can't shut me up, right? So, no, that's good. You know, you were great, though. Were you the most amazing? Wow. No, but you were great because you just wanted to get up there and you just wanted to do it. You didn't care. You're like, I'm doing this thing. Nothing's going to stop me. You've said that in your lyrics of your music. I'm not stopping. Ain't going to quit. All that stuff. You've supported mental health. You came out openly, talked about your own mental health issues, and you're just growing into a great young man. You've got to feel really good about what you've accomplished now sitting here at age 21.
Yeah, I definitely, even the other day, I was thinking back to when I first started and where I'm at now. I honestly never thought I'd still be doing music, but it's just something that's kept me going. And it's one of those things where I've felt accomplished through it. And I feel that in some way, maybe that have helped someone else through music. Definitely. Or I've helped people find their passion in music. And I've even started taking people that maybe don't have any songs out there and I start working with them, or they send me stuff and I'm like, maybe change this, or because they know that I've been working at it for so long.
Right. Yeah. You've had an impact on people just by doing your thing. And it's funny, you know, you never know who you're impacting sometimes. It's great. So you went away to school. Let's talk about that journey. Cause you were in Ottawa, weren't you?
Yeah. So last year I was in Ottawa. I'm actually currently enrolled in Belleville. I'm going into my second year of radio broadcasting.
Right. So this is what you want to get into, radio, or you want to be a journalist, or what direction are you looking to take that?
So with radio, I'm pretty open to anything on radio. I enjoy hosting. I enjoy making commercials. I enjoy the whole broad aspect of radio.
Yeah.
But also, you know, music is the main goal, but radio is a close second. Right. If my teachers are watching.
We won't tell them. Well, you know, they kind of work hand in hand, right? You know, sort of somewhat. Yeah. Now, I would say that the radio business is, and I wasn't in it full time, just from friends I know, you know, a part time kind of thing. But I mean, radio is really a big advertising business, is what it is. It's not always so much about the music per se, but definitely, I mean, but with today's technology, like with podcasting, and here we are live streaming, and like, have you thought about doing your own thing?
I've definitely considered it. Even before I'd met you, I'd even thought about doing a podcast, like back in when I was in elementary school. Yeah. I wanted to do my own podcast and stuff. And it's definitely something I've considered. And it's something I'm still kind of sitting on right now. But
why are you sitting on it?
I don't know. Just right now focused on music and school. But okay. Eventually you may my own podcast.
Right. Well, if you need help with the technology, I might know a guy.
I might too.
There you go. I think it'd be great to see you do that. And, you know, I don't know, interview other artists or put your own music out there as well. So, okay, I've written that. I'm going to write that down. It's easy. You can do a podcast. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. So what's your style of music right now? You were rapping and then you were kind of doing sort of like a rock, like a Linkin Park thing type style. Where are you at now?
So right now, people ask me what my style of music is, and I don't know how to answer it because right now it's just kind of all over the place.
Right.
I still do rap because that's kind of what I grew up doing, but I'm focusing a lot more on rock and even blues. I've started doing like blues and rap kind of mixed together.
Okay.
And that'll be coming out pretty soon. And yeah, I've just been kind of messing with different styles, focusing a lot more on rock, but also still keeping that rap where that I grew up on.
Yeah. You can put the two together. Well, like say Linkin Park did it, right?
You know,
like, and lots of others have done it as well. So, I don't know if I've ever really asked you this before, but do you have like a rapper or rocker? Like, do you have mentor or somebody, group or individuals you look up to say, hey, there's a piece of that guy or that person that I want to be a part of me?
Well, I always, like you said, Linkin Park, that's always been like my big inspiration. That was, they actually got me into rap. And that was kind of the thing. Even when I started, one of my first rap songs that I ever did, it was a rock instrumental, but I was rapping over it. And that was something that's always stuck with me. I've always been such a big fan of Linkin Park and Rage Against the Machine and bands like that, where they combine the two styles, because to me, those are my two favorite genres, rap and metal.
Yeah.
But put them together, and I'm a huge fan of that too.
Yeah. All right. So, well, we've heard, and I know you send me, when you get a new track, sometimes I get it before it's out too, which is great. I appreciate it. I've seen the progression and the change, and then, you know, have you done some stuff too? I kind of think, that you've maybe done, and then you did it, and then you were like, yeah, no, that's not what I want. Yeah. Right. You got to kind of figure your way through it.
Yeah. There's definitely been songs that, one moment I was like, oh, this is great, I'm showing everyone. And then I listened to it again and I'm like, what was I thinking? Right. This isn't the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and you've done some videos too, right? A couple music videos.
Yeah, I've done a few music videos. I did one back in January, but with school, it was a little difficult, but I'm planning on doing a couple this summer, maybe one at the show, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But
okay. Well, let's talk about that show. You're talking about, so this is exciting. Well, I don't know where people, how people are going to get out this week, because everybody's looking for live music, right? You know, you're going to be at Wild Wing Sarnia coming up Friday at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah. So I'll be performing in the lounge at the back patio, and yeah, it's my first show in over a year. So it's a little nerve wracking just because I haven't done it for so long, but I've been practicing every day since I got the show, and even before that, and making sure I'm in shape for it too, because you know me, sometimes I like to jump around and get into it.
You get pretty physical, yeah.
So yeah, been
making. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I won't be there right at 7. I'll be down further down the street, but I've timed it so I can get there. I don't know if I got to reserve a seat or whatever, but I will get there. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you jump around and do your thing. And there, you know, there it is right there. There's that big smile. You get going when you're up on that stage. From the time when, like, you know, you started, you always looked down. I was like, come on, look up, buddy. Look, get up there and smile. And now that's what you do. And then I remember seeing videos. I think it was from Ottawa. Yep. You and your band performed at a local bar or something. And you were just all, and I was like, whoa. This guy just woke up all of a sudden, and here he goes. And now you took you audio engineering. Was that one of the things that you took?
So I was actually in a music program up in Ottawa. That's where I had met my band. They were in the same program. And that was one of the things that really helped me, I think, get or find my footing and really get out there, because all of a sudden we had a performance class the one night, and I was just, something in me clicked, and I got to jump around. I got to be way more out there than I usually am. And I had started kind of doing that like the year before and stuff. But ever since I got into that program, I was like, I need to show why I belong in this music program with all these amazing, talented people. And that's what did it for me.
Sometimes when we're given a hard date, like thou must do this, all of a sudden we go, well, I guess it's kind of like paying your rent. It's due on the first.
Yep.
You know, you got to do it or else, right? So that was good for you, and that, and now you're doing the radio, and that what's this done for you, and your confidence, your self-esteem?
Well, definitely in radio, even it was a bit challenging, because for me, I always say I'm almost like two different people, because sometimes when I'm not on stage, I can be kind of to myself and quiet, sometimes not, but sometimes I am. And then when I'm on stage, especially now, like we were just saying, I'm a completely different person. I'm in your face. I'm so out there and jumping around. And I feel even on radio, it took a bit to adjust, because for me, I'm so used to performing music, not performing words and talking.
Right.
But after a while, some of my teachers, they had heard my music and they said, why don't you just take what you're doing in your music and that energy and put it into radio? And that's even helped me a lot with my confidence, just talking more.
And it's a lot different too. Like, well, even for me here, when I don't have the guest on and I'm just talking, who am I talking to? I'm talking to a screen, right? And it's like radio. You're just talking to a microphone and you're like, well, I hope somebody's there. No, because as a performer, and I've been there too, like, where you take that energy from your audience and you, when you transition that into yourself and you put it, you know, like if you're singing for 5,000 people, there's a lot of energy there. If you're singing for two people, it's like, it can be a little tougher, right?
So, oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, well, good for you for, and you just keep going and you're figuring it out along the way. And, you know, later you can look back and say, that's how I did it. Right now you go, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm just going to keep going and I'm going to get there. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Good for you. What's your family think of all of this? They must be super proud of you too.
Yeah. My family's super supportive of it. Like my dad, my mom, they're both very supportive. Even my mom, she'll sometimes say, also, hi, mom, if you're watching. I know she said she was going to.
Hi, mom.
My mom's been super supportive of me, as well as my dad. But my mom said, you know, it's not always the stuff that I listen to, but I like what you're saying and I like how you're doing it. And she said, you know, music is a very tough business to get into. But you know, she said, you have that passion, you have that drive, and I can see you doing it. And my dad has said the exact same thing to me, and they're both super supportive.
I think that's fantastic, because a lot of times, and they're right, like it is a tough business. And it's or like being a Twitch streamer or YouTuber now, I tell my students, you know, you can do it. But you know, you just chose to walk into a rock star kind of world, right? If you want to be up in the big percenters there. But if you have the, that's right. But why not me? Like, you know, if that guy did it and that guy did it and that girl and not, why not me? I don't know. Why not you? Right. So that's totally the, cause sometimes I think, especially when it comes to the music world, moms and dads will go, oh, that's nice. You know, have a plan B, right? Oh, this is, have it as a plan A, make it your plan A, man. That's okay. And that's, so that's great way to go, mom and dad, for the support out there. I just think I can't wait to see it, because I think the last time I saw you in person was it last summer?
It's 2019, I believe.
Yeah, when they had downtown the Sarnia.
The artwork.
Yeah, that alt walk. That's right. Yeah. And you were doing your thing there. And that's the last time I saw you in person. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there and hanging out with you, and hopefully I can stick around long enough to chat with you after. And I'm sure mom and dad will be there too.
Oh yeah. My mom and dad will be there. My little sister will be there. She's pretty supportive. You know, yeah. She's 12. She's turning 13 soon. It's not always her type of music, but you know, she'll sit there and listen and laugh at me sometimes, but it's all supportive. And
little sisters do that.
Same with my older brother. You know, sometimes he gets no choice. I just show him the new songs. I just walk into his room, start jumping around and show him my new song. And he listens to it, whether he likes it or not, but he listens to it. So.
Right. Well, as long as they got front row VIP seating for the family, right? There you go. That's awesome. So, okay. Before I let you go, so what are we going to be hearing down there?
So you're going to be hearing new songs that I've put out this year. A lot of new stuff that I haven't put out. I've been working pretty hard this past year on a lot of new music that will be out soon. I had a huge plan for an album and everything this summer, but because of COVID and everything, I was gonna take it out and perform and everything, but that kind of got pushed back. But you'll definitely new music will be out soon, and you're gonna hear a lot of that. I've got what you like a lot, where I take three words from the audience.
I love it. Are you still doing that? That's great.
I've even got a new thing, a sneak peek. It's called Rap Libs. It's a take on Mad Libs.
Okay.
Where I have a song written out, but then I have a few spaces blank, and then the audience will give me a noun, a place, a verb, and then magic.
Boy, that could be dangerous downtown.
I'll be careful.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And there you go. You're engaging with the audience, and there's a unique side of you right there. It's just, never mind the music. It's okay, we're going to play this game here and have some fun. And at the end of the day, everybody be smiling, including you. Look at the big smile on your face, because there it is right there. You're all excited to get back here and perform. And I know lots are excited to see you. So thanks, Ian, so much for being here, my friend. And
thank you for having
thanks for sharing your life journey with me, because it's been important to me too.
Of course. Thank you for being along for the ride and always supporting me.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting in my rocking chair someday going, I know that young fella there. Right. So that's good. Before I let you go, anything else you want to put out there before I let you go?
I put in a new song a couple weeks ago. It's on all streaming platforms. It's called Shining. New song. Also, my Facebook, I Shot the Messenger Official. It's right there on the screen. You can follow me on all social medias. And yeah. Come to the show on Friday. Hope to see you there. Got a lot of fun things planned.
Right on. Cool. Ian, take care, my friend. I'm looking forward to Friday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My friend Ian Linton, I've seen him watch. He's 15 years of age, I'm pretty sure, when we met. And it was 15, he said. And quite a journey. And I am very glad that he's been sharing it with me too. Awesome. Love it when somebody says, I'm doing this thing. I don't know how. I'm getting there. I'm going. And there's a victory in there. There's been a lot of victories in there for Ian Linton in more ways than one. So the fact that he's here and he's still going, I just think it's super freaking awesome, man. That's what I want to say. Super freaking awesome. And he will be down at Wild Wing Sarnia this Friday, July the 16th, 7 o'clock. It's going to be lots going on downtown. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit here before I wrap things up. But Ian, thank you so much. Mom and Dad and family, we'll look forward to seeing you down there as well. All right. Well, just before we go, like I said, I got a few other things to talk about. This was here a few weeks ago. Deb Patel was here talking to me about this special resource booklet. No one stands. Oh, there we go. No one stands alone. I can put that away because I got the real deal right here. And this is a resource booklet for mental health, Sarnia Lambton edition. And this is just a list of a little bit about Deb Patel and her journey. And there's, you know, St. Clair Child and Youth and different services, CMHA. It's just a list of all the great mental health services available in our area. And it says Sarnia Lambton edition because she's going to be doing it in other communities as well. So this is really important, I believe, for our community. And if you want to get your hands on them, you can go to noonestandsalone.ca and find out how you can get your copy, where you can pick them up in different communities around us. And also you can reach out to Deb if you want to find out more, and maybe you've got something you want to add to it. But noonestandsalone.ca. I know Deb had a lot of great donors and supporters. I don't have a list in front of me, but you know who you are. And I just think it's fantastic that this was brought together. And I know a lot of the organizations supported this as well. So Deb and Kevin Patel and family, from Don and Paul Stillwell, the Town of Petrolia, Lambton County Mutual Aid Association. I believe Julie Jenkins was in there as well. And there's a whole list of community supporters. So good job on that. Noonestandsalone.ca to find out more on that. All right. Well, talking about some live entertainment as well, I'll be down at Nightlife Bistro and Jazz Lounge on Friday. I'll be down there about 6:30. You're going to have some live entertainment coming along with Jimmy Allen and friends. I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from there. And that starts at 7 o'clock with Jimmy Allen and friends, but I'll be down there a little bit early. And then I'll also be having some entertainment from the Imperial Theater down there, which I'll be doing some live streaming as well. So I talked to Mike Service down there at Nightlife. He's like, you know what? If everybody would just call it the downtown destination, how about the downtown destination? Maybe you go over here for a little bit. You have your drinks over here, your dinner over here, and your dessert over here, your music, whatever. There's lots going on in downtown Sarnia. So come on down there, check that out. And then I'm going to be heading down to Wild Wing Sarnia after that to catch a final set from my friend Ian Linton, who's just here as well. So looking forward to a fun weekend all here in downtown Sarnia. And shout out to Alan down at the Sarnia Lambton Chamber of Commerce for being a part of making sure that this downtown events all come together and a lot of other things as well. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Hopefully the weather's perfect for it. If not, bring your umbrella. Who cares? It'll be warm rain. All right, before I go, just another reminder, motorcycles are still on the road, drive aware and ride aware. And hey, for those of us on two wheels, we got to be just as courteous out there on the road as well. So, but keep an eye out for the two wheels. They're tougher to see than the four wheels, right? Still around. And if you're looking for something to do, if you are a rider, Two Wheel Tuesdays happens down at Oswald's Diner on Plank Road. And a lot of times we're down there about 5 o'clock on Tuesdays and have a bite to eat. And then we go for a ride somewhere about 7 o'clock. And then other times, Boots and Saddles up at 6 o'clock, we go out of town. But we like to get down there and support Oswald's as well, another local family owned restaurant. And okay, back to the comments one more time. Was that well done? Oh, thank you, Margaret. Hope you're doing well. Phantom Hodges Drone. Hi there, David. Oh, hello. Joan, who was this? Oh, I love Joan Spaulding. Joan is awesome. We had her for Canada Day event. And I probably need to get her back here again soon, right? Can't get enough of Joan. And can't get enough of you, but that's it. That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here in the show. Bye for now.